The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
You know, I'm like you, and I think I mentioned this last week. I got a ton of texts, you know, after the draft. Hey, what do you think, man? What do you think about these guys? My answer is the same every year. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. Give it a year. Give it two. Give it 3 years. We'll see. A lot of these guys were great in college. Some of them, you know, that six-round pick, you know, the D-tackle from Wingo, I think, LSU kid, D-tackle. You're right, six-round pick. Maybe he turns out to be an all-pro, right? And maybe your first couple picks, man, maybe they struggle a little bit. We're going to see, right? Time's going to tell. And we also have to say the same thing about the division opponents, right? I'm not sitting here looking at the Bears and the Vikings. Oh, my gosh, they got this guy. We got to let it play out, right? And but I feel good about the Lions coming out of this draft and adding some pieces. And it's kind of seemed, do you think that maybe with, you know, Chicago adding up at receivers and getting Odunze and obviously trading for Keenan Allen earlier in the offseason, do you think that affected the way that the Lions drafted a little bit, saying, hey, we've got some, you know, pretty talented receivers already in Minnesota, and Green Bay's got some young bucks. Oh man, look at Chicago's kind of loading up. You know, I know we hit on the Lions pretty hard last week, but do you think that affected that decision to not only go after Arnold, but also to, you know, target Rakestraw again in the second round and just double up on defensive backs?
Oh, sure. I mean, what they did in free agency, what they did in the draft, I think when you look at this division, just take Minnesota. Before you even saw Odunze and, you know, what these teams have done to add a receiver, it's a passing league. And if you're going to be good, if you're going to win, we saw if you're going to win the NFC Championship game, you got to be able to defend the pass. Yeah. And I mean, the principles of football will still remain the same. You've got to be able to stop the run and run the ball. It opens up a lot of things offensively for you, and it will help you defensively. But it's a different game from when I played, and it's changed even since you played. That it is a passing league. It is set up to protect the quarterback, to protect defenseless receivers, and you're going to see the ball thrown around every single year more and more and more. So you've got to be able to defend against the pass. Yeah. And if you've got a pass rusher in Aiden Hutchinson, but you didn't necessarily add a huge threat on the other side, we're hoping that it's James Houston. Maybe it's Marcus Davenport if he can stay healthy. But you've got to be able to defend the pass. And if you're going to play most games most times during that game with five defensive backs.
Right.
So you got to be able to rotate them through, keep them fresh, keep them healthy, and keep them rocking and rolling.
Well, especially if you're a good team too, right? I mean, if you're a good team and you're anticipating, hey, we're going to be winning a lot of games, we're going to be leading in a lot of these games. The other teams aren't going to be running the ball on you. They're going to be throwing the ball, right? And I think Green Bay probably had a similar approach. You know, out of their, I think six of their draft picks were on the defensive side, and all six of them were in the back end or at the linebacker position, right? So I think that was another team that you look at and say, all right, I think they're kind of at least thinking on the same track of the Lions, where not only do we got some good other receivers in this league, but we think we're going to be winning some games too. And, you know, right, like you said, man, we got to defend the pass.